FSN Radio.
It's all about what's next.
Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports.
The Financial Survival Network.
It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. Day is 12/3/2020. Well, more uncertainty in the markets, more uncertainty in the political scene, more uncertainty in the geopolitical environment. And that leaves you with a question. Where can you safely invest? Where can you put your money to hopefully achieve a good return and not get your head chopped off if something unexpected, and it shouldn't be unexpected at this point, happens? And we're really fortunate to have with us today Andrew Ahrens. Andrew is founder and partner at Synergy Advisory Management Group, and it's vast experience on the street, licensed, and has been at this game a long time. You know, Andrew, it's great to have you on the show. And if you have any questions or comments, we want to hear from you. You can email us at al@kerrylutz.com. So, Andrew, you know, it's good to have somebody like you here who's really been through bull markets, been through bear markets. You don't forget your first bear market, that's for sure. And now we're in the land of Wall Street now, where the real economy seems to be doing one thing, but the stock market is doing nothing but going higher. Do you think that the stock market is still the great predictive discounting mechanism that it's always been held out to be? Or is it just detached from reality?
Well, you know, the market and the economy are not always the same. I've been trying to tell that to people for years. You know, the markets can do well. And you know, right now we're experiencing the coronavirus, and everyone was not expecting the market to do as well. But we're in a very low interest rate environment with the Fed's help here. And, you know, we think that the market can do very well. I was telling clients last year to hold on because I thought the markets were going to do very well by the end of the year. And we were actually predicting 30,000 into the first quarter of next year. So Christmas has come a little early here. But, you know, we think that the markets are going to do pretty well. We're expecting returns of about 10 or 15% on the S&P. But that's if everything goes well. And we know from 2020 that not everything goes according to schedule. So we'll have to see what happens here. Today, as we speak today, the markets are making new highs. The Dow is over 30,000. NASDAQ is over 12.4. And the S&P 500 is a little over 36.80. So we're making all new highs. So you're having me on a great day, at all-time highs. So, you know, let's see what happens going forward. But I do think that, you know, there's been a little bit of a disconnect in the market between what's going on. And what we're seeing here is growth stocks really starting to move the market. You know, we just had one of the best months we've had in the financial markets in November. And I think we had, you know, the Russell 2000, I think, was up close to 20%. So we really had some great moves in the market. What we're seeing here, though, is we're seeing a little bit of a disconnect between value stocks. Value stocks seem to be underperforming. And I do think that we're going to see some rotation into value stocks. But I don't necessarily think it's going to be, you know, for the long run here, as long as interest rates are low.
All right. So, yeah, the Russell 2000 is up around 18%+ for the year, also hitting a new high. That was really the laggard index for the past several years. It failed to make new highs. Now that it has, is that a signal, perhaps, that the market has peaked and it's time to look elsewhere?
Well, you know, when something breaks out, I wouldn't say that it's peaked and it's time to look elsewhere. I do think a lot of money is still going to be going into these growth stocks. I just think that, you know, we should see that other monies are going to start to rotate into value in other areas. They may be coming out of the bond market and into some value stocks that are paying dividends. I think that we're going to see that happen in the next, over the next few years. So, there's been a disconnect between growth really, really doing well and value has really underperformed. And I do think that a lot of money is going to start to rotate into some of these high paying dividend stocks as we get out of the coronavirus.
All right. So what's your take on vaccines? Is it going to make a difference? Is this the magic elixir that is going to bring the real economy back to life?
I think I do. I think the vaccines will bring the economy back to life. I don't know, the vaccines, we've been moving, the market has been moving right now on the hope that these vaccines all work and that, it's a magic by the mid-year that we all get back to normal. But, it's kind of like buy on rumor, sell on the news, and who knows what's going to happen. In June, the market, may peak in June, and then all of a sudden the next year, the market starts to go down a little. I mean, we just don't go straight up. So I do think there's going to be some bumps in the road here. And I do think that the market is definitely going to trend higher over the next several years, but there could be several bumps in the road. And I don't know if we've gotten a little bit ahead of ourselves right now, but I definitely see some rotation going into value, and we'll just see how it all plays out in 2021.
Yeah, because the value stocks have been dead in the water for years now. I mean, I'm getting to think that that value investors are becoming an endangered species on Wall Street.
Well, tell that to Warren Buffett. I mean, I know he's having a tough year with Berkshire Hathaway, but still, when you start to look at valuations, we have to, think, are some of these stocks, valued too high? And if that's the case, if their earnings don't meet expectations on some of these growth stocks, a lot of them can get hit pretty hard, in the future.
Yeah, I can see that happening. So the concept of going back into dividend stocks, obviously the FANGs, the furthest thing from their mind, exception of Apple, is paying out dividends. Are dividends relevant in the era of modern monetary theory and unlimited Fed asset purchases?
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Today's show is brought to you by GR Silver Mining, ticker symbol TSX, GRSL, OTC, GRSLF, and their website at grsilvermining.com. The company is extremely well capitalized, currently has a resource of 40 million ounces of silver, and is looking to triple that number in just the next year alone. Its management team is first rate, headed up by Marcio Fonseca, a geologist with vast experience in mining operations and the financial sector as well. With all this going for it, and with silver trading over $25 the ounce, there's no telling how high GR Silver Mining will go. So go to grsilvermining.com to stay up to date on the latest developments and get on their notification list today.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Yeah, I think dividends are things that you need to look at, especially if you want to lower the volatility in your portfolio. And, I work with a lot of people approaching retirement. They're looking for income and they're not looking for the volatility in a portfolio where they can, suffer major drawdown. This year was a very challenging year for a lot of people in the market. Very nervous, obviously, as the market sold off heavily. And then we had a nice V-shaped recovery. But I do think that going forward, there will be some rotation into value. I think the valuations are just going to be so astronomical that there's a disconnect between value and growth, and that we will see some money start to move into value stocks. We saw a little bit of that several months ago. And I do think that we're going to start to see that. Although I do think as interest rates are kept low, that growth stocks will probably lead value, but the disconnect will not be as big.
All right. That's an interesting take on things. So the stock that everybody loves to love on Wall Street, the The dish du jour is none other than Tesla. The stock cannot do anything wrong. Parabolic moves. How much longer can this go on? At some point, it's got to stop, right?
You know, Tesla's a stock that you know, just got upgraded today, actually. It's making unbelievable moves. But again, you know, I don't have that in my portfolio as like a really large weighted position for my clients because of the volatility. I mean, you know, the stock has done extremely well. Definitely may continue to do really well, but you know, the valuations may just be way, way too high. And this is a stock that could, you know, really get hammered in a bad market. And, you know, we have to see. Right now we're in a great market. The markets are hitting all-time highs as we speak today. And, you know, Tesla just got upgraded and it could do very well going forward. But at some point, I think a stock like that that's making these parabolic moves, you have to watch out that there could be some volatility ahead.
Yeah, well, I read the other day that Elon Musk became the second wealthiest man in the world. In one day, he surpassed Bill Gates, $7.2 billion, and he must have made another $10 or $20 billion since then. You think Bezos is safe?
I don't know. We'll see. You know, they're both extremely fortunate. They have great companies, and there's no stopping the both of them right now. Only time will tell. They both have great business models. But again, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, you know, in the future. And there could be competition, especially with Tesla and, you know, Amazon too. At some point, you know, they may just be, Amazon may just be too big and getting into too many areas. I know Amazon is venturing into the pharmacy area and, you know, going against CVS and Walgreens. And I don't know how that's going to play out because, you know, a lot of people like to walk into their pharmacy and they like to talk to the pharmacist and, you know, not everything, you know, is going to be done exclusively online in the future. People still like to, you know, see and talk to people. We're getting in the world right now where everything's done online. And at some point, especially I think after this coronavirus, where people have been cooped up for so long, they definitely want to get out. And I think that they're going to, you know, go into stores and not want to do everything online.
Very likely. Well, when Amazon opens up a competitor to Massage Envy, then I'm going to believe they've gone too far. Right now, Amazon Pharmacy is just like another mail order pharmacy. And will they be able to cut prices enough to really put the hurt on the brick and mortar pharmacies and the other mail order pharmacies? That remains to be seen. I remember about 10, 15 years ago, and I'm sure you remember it too. The world was financial world was in total fear because Walmart appeared to be getting ready to open a bank, and everybody shops at Walmart, so the bank will be there. And you know what? Nothing happened. So, and then you've got pharmacies opening up these clinics. Nothing's happened. Doctors are still in business. So there's only so much that any one company can do, right?
Exactly. Even in our business, you know, as in the wealth management financial advisory field, I mean, not everyone's running to a robo advisor. People want to talk to knowledgeable people who know their situation and, you know, can give them guidance. And I don't think that people are just going to be, you know, chatting in a chat room and you know, putting their financial savings at risk without speaking to someone knowledgeable about their situation. So I've been giving educational workshops for the past 20 years on topics like retirement planning. And we get a steady stream of people coming in every year wanting to learn about what they can do for their financial future. And I think that that's still going to be a trend going forward. I just don't see, people handing all their money over to a robo-advisor.
Yeah. And at some point, just like Berkshire Hathaway pretty much has become it mirrors the S&P, right? Pretty much
on the value side, right? I mean, it's very diversified in a lot of companies. But again, a lot of the value companies have underperformed. So I know Warren Buffett took a big stake in Apple, and I know he's gotten out of some of that right now. So we'll see where he goes. But I think a lot of these dividend stocks are probably the place where he goes, maybe energy, which has gotten hit tremendously with the coronavirus. It's starting to come back pretty nicely here. But we'll have to see.
Yes, we will have to see. Indeed. Hey, Andrew, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Just tell us how we find you, how we connect with you on the web and find out more about what you're doing.
Yeah, so you can go to my website. I'm at www.synergyamg.com. I'm on the web. You could send any questions you have regarding the markets. I typically look at seasonal trends that are going on in the market, and we put together personalized, individualized portfolios for people. So,
right. Well, we appreciate your coming on. Any questions or comments? You'll find a link in the show notes to Andrew's site on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Send us an email, kl@carrylutz.com. Don't forget our Twitter feed @CarrieLutz. Andrew, been a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Carrie.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.